You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, let's dig into this. We're talking about the scripture today. You know, first off, let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. It tells us that we're not supposed to change anything in God's word. We're not supposed to add to it. We're not supposed to take away from it. And, you know, I was talking on the last show how God governs the universe with 659 commandments, statutes, and judgments, and man, we have millions of them, and we're getting ready to elect more politicians to give us even more laws, but we're not supposed to change God's laws, and that's the biggest problem with churchianity, religions of all kinds, not just Christian, but they have changed God's word, his scriptures, his instructions. Deuteronomy 4:2 says, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I commanded you." Again, in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32, he says, "Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it." And then in Revelation 22:18, it says, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in the book." You know, over and over in the Bible, God tells us don't add to what he says, don't take away from what he says. But yet that's what, and I'm going to talk about Christianity today because that's the main thing. Most people that are listening to the show are Christians. And that's exactly what we do. We, you know, God clearly says things like, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt work and do all, you know, the things that we want, and then he reserves the seventh day for himself, Saturday, from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Saturday, that's God's day. We're supposed to honor it. But then all the preachers out there, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. You know, well, Jesus rose on Sunday. Well, so what? That doesn't change the weekly Saturday Sabbath. And then I won't even get into the lunatics with the lunar Sabbath where it changes every month. All these yabots, all of these changes. And that's what we do with all of God's laws. They're crazy out there. You know, probably half the people, maybe up to half the people that are listening to me today believe that abortion is a woman's right. God says don't murder. Yeah, but what if it's rape? What if it's incest? What if you want to change what God says? Don't murder. It's really that simple. Don't break the weekly Sabbath. It's really that simple. Why can't we get it? Why can't we understand it? Because we violate what it says in Deuteronomy 4:2, 12:32, and Revelation 22:18. We add to God's word and we take away, and it's a sin we should stop. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.